Now let's bring it home to our situation, to your life, my life. I don't know what God's calling you to do in your life. I don't know what God is preparing for you in your life. I have no idea what he's preparing for your future. What I do know is that the excuses don't work. God has no time for our laundry list of excuses. Why not? The only why not that works for him is the one that comes from him. Why not in your family? Why not in your place of work? Why not in your marriage? Why not among your friends? Why not in what's happening in and out throughout your school? Why not you? Why not me? Why not us? All of us called by God. Why do you think God says that it all depends on you? It doesn't. It depends on him. That's the first lesson. When God calls us, he prepares us for what follows. Here's the second. When God delivers us, he expects us to trust. When God delivers us, he expects us to trust. Now, we didn't read the whole story about Moses today, but that's what the whole story about Moses and the Exodus is all about. It's about God's deliverance of the nation of Israel. It's about God working to set the people free from their bondage and slavery in Egypt to become landowners and owners and settlers in the promised land. When God led them out of Egypt, he expected them to trust. When God delivered them to the Pharaoh, those 10 plagues, you know, there was no reason in the world why they should not. But it didn't happen. Read through the story, and it's not what they did. In almost every chapter, there's something about what they now had that they didn't like. At first, it was the food. Then it was the water. Then it was the enemies on the other side. Ultimately, that golden calf thing, they complained about wanting and needing a new God. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? After all God had done and promised, no matter what he did, it was never enough. I read the story of Moses, the nation of Israel, and I can never figure out why they couldn't trust. I mean, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't seem to fit until I turn it around and start looking at my own life. Do you ever do that in your life? After all God has done for you? I mean, after everything he's given, including the deliverance from sin and death that he's offered to us in his son, Jesus? I mean, do you ever find yourself wishing that he would do more? Do you ever find yourself wanting and worrying about what in your life you don't have? All God ever asks of us is that we trust. All God ever expects from us is that we take him at his word. He may not promise you the promised land, but he does promise to lead you as you go. One step at a time, one challenge at a time, one step of faith that leads to the next, and the next thing you know, you might actually end up there. But you need to take that step. You need in your life to learn to trust, because the reality is, in Jesus, you have been delivered. The truth is that in Christ, you have been set free. The next step is up to you. The next step's up to us and to me. That's the second lesson. When God delivers us, he expects us to trust. And then third, when God commands us, he's doing it as a gift. When God commands us, he's doing it as a gift. The story of Moses' life is incomplete without making mention of what happened on Mount Sinai. You remember that story? We mentioned it in passing in that big picture overview. It deserves more time and attention to just that. After 40 days and nights on the mountain, alone with God, Moses emerges with what we know today as the Ten Commandments, written by God himself, given to his people, and offered to them and to us as a gift. You know the commandments, broken into two parts. The first three deal with our relationship with God. The last seven deal with our relationship with our neighbor. Jesus comes onto the scene years later, and he says, there's only two things you need to do. Love God and love your neighbor. You do that, you've kept them all. It's real simple, right? And he said also that if you do this, you follow these commands, your life will be better off. Did you know that almost every major country in the world bases its laws on the moral system set up in the book of Exodus? I mean, it's true. The Ten Commandments are the foundation for almost every moral system that exists today. The countries and people that keep the Ten Commandments are among the most stable and secure nations in the entire world. Now, we could build an entire sermon series around the Ten Commandments. Maybe we should take that on and do them, take them on one at a time. It would be a great, great thing to do. For today, let me leave it with this. Go back through history. And I'm not just talking about the nation of Israel's history, but go back through history, all of history. Go back through history and you will find that every nation that strays away from the foundational truths given to us in God's word, that it's only a matter of time before those nations collapse. That's what happens. They don't survive. They don't last. And they don't last because they're building their lives and their structures on things that don't last. It's only a matter of time. Same thing in your family. Same thing in mine. The family structure, what God has given us, is given to us by God. And the foundational truths that are designed to be the foundation of family life, it's the same thing. Families that choose to build their lives, what's important in their lives, on a different foundation, it's only a matter of time before those families begin to crumble. Same thing in the individual life. If you want to really get personal here, the same thing is true when it comes to each of us. People build their lives, as you know, today on all kinds of things and all kinds of promises these days that for what they can give. The only one who can give us what we need is the one who gave us life at the start. And who gave his life, the life of his son, as he went to the cross. Every other foundation for your life, at best, is only of this life. And if it's only of this life, then there is no lasting hope. On this weekend that brings to a close a week of remembering and celebrating our freedom as a nation, and on a Sunday when we remember the freedom from slavery and the deliverance was brought about by God through the person and work of Moses, let us never forget that the only true independence there is one that never loses sight of the dependence we have on God. One final thought before we close, and with it maybe one last lesson. It's not where we're focusing our attention today, but did you hear what it said in that second reading today from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, the great faith chapter of the Bible? Did you hear what it said about Moses and what he chose in his life to do? It's so short, it's easy to miss. Let's not miss it. Here's what it said. It said, by faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And then it says, he chose instead to be mistreated rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He chose instead to be mistreated rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. My friends, that's leadership. That's deliverance and freedom. May the same be said of us. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for the story of Moses and for the deliverance of the nation of Israel that was brought about by you. We thank you for the deliverance that is ours in Jesus, from slavery to sin and to death, to a freedom that's offered to us in Christ. Lord, help us to learn the lessons from Moses' life and take them and apply them in ours. No more excuses, nothing but trust, keeping our eyes on the gift that is ours in Jesus. Amen.